There are two things that define Cody, Wyoming. Its position as a gateway to Yellowstone National Park and Old Faithful, which delights tourists from around the world. And Buffalo Bill, for whom the town was named. He was considered the most famous man of his time because of his Wild West shows. His shows toured the world in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. The curator of the Buffalo Bill Museum in Cody, Jeremy Johnston, says when Cody died, it was a big deal.
William F. Cody's passing pushed the news of the growing concerns about America's entry into World War I off of the front page. And a number of dignitaries, including President Wilson, expressed condolences to the Cody family after his passing.
But what did Cody leave behind besides the name of a town, a museum complex, and historical notoriety? Johnston says Cody shaped the way we think about the West.
A lot of those iconic images of the American West stem from Buffalo Bill's Wild West. The attack of the stagecoach, the attack of the homesteader cabin. All of these were recreated in the arena in Buffalo Bill's Wild West. And a lot of Hollywood movies and later on television copied the same images.
Were those images reflections of the real Wild West? Johnston says Cody was very good at dramatizing history.
So he would take authentic events and he would add this element of drama that drew people in, and audiences just loved it. They felt like they were part of these past events that led to the settlement of the American West.
The antagonist in those recreated events were Indians who lost their homelands to American settlers. The actors in Buffalo Bill's shows were real Indians.
When you're watching The Last Stand of the Little Bighorn in Buffalo Bill's Wild West, a number of the Lakota Indians who are recreating this conflict, they were there that day at the Battle of the Little Bighorn.
Ironically, several historians, including Johnston, feel Cody helped the Indians who appeared in his shows.
It's unfortunate because I think one of the more popular images of Buffalo Bill Cody is him as an Indian killer. So the first scalp for Custer, the battle at Summit Springs.
But Johnston says Cody was an advocate for American Indians peoples and Indian rights as he grew older.
And they would travel with him all across the United States. They traveled with him into Europe. And at the same time, they were being paid a pretty decent wage for that time period to recreate their culture in its glory days.
Cody even risked the ire of the U.S. government.
The mission of the United States government was to kill the Indian, save the man, teach them how to farm, ranch, we'll make them into Christians. We'll teach them English. That Plains Indian culture will slowly fade away. And what Buffalo Bill was doing, in fact, a lot of the reformers saw him as a threat, was saying, wait a minute, there's some value here in this Plains Indian culture.
And a Plains Indian Museum is part of the Buffalo Bill Center of the West in Cody. It was the brainchild of his niece, Mary Jester Allen. Johnston says Allen brought wealthy, influential donors from the East to Northwest Wyoming. In the century after his death, they and local families eventually created the group of museums she envisioned.
She had this great vision of not only a Buffalo Bill museum, but a museum that would interpret Plains Indian culture, firearms. In fact, she also had a natural history museum as part of the Buffalo Bill.
The Buffalo Bill, Center of the West, continues to grow and thrive and helps keep Cody's name alive. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Penny Preston in Cody.